Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, and welcome. That's right. It is time for the morning motivation on the station, WAAE, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, this is your host and Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra, and we are excited about another day being here with you, I'm telling you. This is awesome. All right, it's Friday. We've had a phenomenal week. Powerful, dynamic guests all week long, starting the week off Monday morning with Dr. Alicia Broughton. And I mean, she brought it. That's right, Broughton brought it. She did. She brought us some powerful, powerful nuggets of wisdom and information to help move those forward in entrepreneurship. She talked about how you could go and on the SBA.gov, how you could go to their website, how you can take some different webinars and trainings and even get a certificate for it, and how those certificates, you can take those and make them a part of your business plan, even take it with you to a bank and learn how you can use those trainings as knowledge and information that will make you a more successful entrepreneur and business owner. So congratulations. Also, we had on Wednesday, we had a doubleheader guest. We had Miss Minister Patricia Williams, who has been running her Christian bookstore for 38 years. She's in 38 years of business, and I mean, she has seen a lot right there on Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. It's been amazing, and God has really blessed her and kept her and her husband for all those years as well. And though he, you know, passed away 2 years ago, he left a very, very powerful legacy for her business. We had Mr. Thornton, that's right, Mr. Thornton on, Mr. Thurman B. Thornton, TB2 had him on his new song, his music, and he came on and he sang, and I mean, he can sing too, let me tell you. And then Thursday we had another powerhouse, Miss Simone Yancey, with her powerful book, From Defeat to Victory. So we know Miss Patricia also had her new book out, her book on prayers. So yes, it's been going down all week. It's been going down. I think I'm going to have to get a drink of water or something here. But, yes, it is really, 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 really going down. But we welcome you and thank you for calling in. And it's been a great, great, great week. We have another powerful lineup for you next Monday. We really appreciate all of your feedback. On Facebook, you can hashtag AAE Show or you can hashtag Power Your Possibility. Either way, you know, let us know. You'll get your free MP3. Power Up Your Possibilities. If it's your first time, all of our first-time guests to the show, we'd like to give you that free gift if you've never listened to the show. So once you listen to the show, just Facebook us or inbox us on Facebook and just let us know it's your first time listening to this show, and you will get a free gift from myself and Coach Cassandra. So we just like to, you know, help people out and show people how important it is to be givers. You know, we were supposed to give. He said, give and you will receive. Shaken down, pressed together, and running over. So you know what that means. You want to give more than you receive. And in essence, the more you give, the more you receive. So it just makes good sense. So we definitely want to give you that. And we're going to have other gifts. We're working on other gifts to give out on the show. We're going to order up some T-shirts, the AAE Show T-shirts. We're going to get that in the works. And definitely you can order your T-shirts. We'll have those out to you, coming to you very shortly, the AAE Show. We're so excited about some of the wonderful things we're going to be doing. Don't forget, we are going to have open mic today, so get ready to hit your number one keys and share with us any one of the things that you want to share, whether it be you have a comment or question that you want to share about any of the shows we've done this week or any week for that matter. Maybe you didn't get a chance to get your comments in. Maybe you have a question about something that one of our guests or something that we've said here on the show. This is your day to do it. Open mic all hour long right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Also, don't forget Tuesday. You don't want to miss Tuesday. Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Because we have a powerful, yes, lineup for you. You don't want to miss Michael Gray, Steve Farber, Donye Huffman, and Mary Ann Kotchett. All of these professional, they are all professional speakers. They are professional leaders, trainers, coaches, business owners, you name it. They pretty much got something going on. A couple of them are authors, and those that are not authors yet will be writing their books. So they're candidates for PhD programs and many, many more things that are going on with them. You can look all of them up on the internet, on Facebook. So that's happening when? Tuesday. Don't forget, Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Turn on, dial, all you got to do is dial in and... Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be giving you that number, correct? Okay, let me get you that number. Because I know yesterday I promised to get you that dial-in number so that you can dial in and get right on that call, because we want you on that call tomorrow. And don't forget, not tomorrow. Okay, let me get my... facts straight here. The number, write this down. Get ready to write. I'm giving you the number right now, and it's totally free. Tuesday, April 29th. That's our Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. Here's the number. You ready? Okay, let's write. 213-416-1560. That's 213-416-1560. The access code is 279-664-683. That's 279-664-683. That's the access code. So it is a tele show, so you call in with your phone. It's not Blog Talk Radio, like we have right now. No, it's a teleshow, so you have to call into this. It's like a teleconference, teleline show. And that's the number 213-416-1560. So I'll continue to put the flyer out there. Coach Cassandra has the flyer on her page. Danielle will also be sending out the flyer, and Denise, others who are helping us with this project. So, again, you know, we're having a great time. We want you to have a good time as well. If you have any suggestions, any concerns, please inbox myself or Coach Cassandra. And don't forget, if you have your page ready, yes, okay. I see Simone Yancey. I see she's on Face. She's on Christian Social Network. All right, I'm signed in to my Christian Social Network. And let's see, I got one notice. One notification, okay. Tina Pearl, she likes the flyer that I posted. Also, she has a status update on her page as well. This is Ernest, actually. Ernest and Tina Pearl. So go on over there, set up your page on my Christian Social Network. That's mycsn.org. Also, oh yeah, I like this beautiful, beautiful flyer that Tina has posted, Advancing Your Destiny. So I am going to share that and see what happens. So I'm posting that. I'm sharing it. And you know, when you share things, I love the way a Christian Social Network is set up, because it is, you can share right to Facebook. Right to Facebook at the same time. So definitely, definitely, that's a great thing. And don't forget, August the 16th, you don't want to wait. The tickets will go up after June 1st to $45, so make sure you get your tickets before June 1st. Before June 1st. And I want to say happy birthday to those of you who are having a birthday on today. Miss Tamika Shock Darden, happy birthday. Miss Lakeisha Corbett, happy birthday. Mr. Samuel Goodman, good morning and happy birthday. And if you would like for us to read your birthday on the air live, please inbox them to Coach Lalisa. So we are excited, excited, excited. Now, who wants to be the first caller to get on the line with us today? Just hit your number one key. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Coach Lalisa, my co-host. I had a meeting this morning, so she will not be on the air with us. Miss Cassandra, we will miss her today, and we will definitely remind you, though, of something that she's always reminding people to do. So we can't wait to do that. But we can't do it until the show is over. And so if Mr. Frederick, our stand-in, he's our standby stand-in co-host when we need him. Mr. Frederick, if you're on the air, I know you have a comment or a question or something. So absolutely, Mr. Frederick, if you're on the air, I don't see you on the air yet. But yeah, call in, tell us what you're doing, tell us how you're growing, how you're learning, how you're developing over these past few months in your business, or you can tell us how you've discovered something new or you've applied some new technique. I know one young lady inboxed me on Facebook yesterday to let me know that she was thankful for the show we did with our guest one time, Shakita Morgan, who is also the monthly feature in my Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. She's our April Business Feature of the Month, Woman of the Month, and Shakita does training classes for individuals who want to start their own daycare centers. And this woman who inboxed me is a woman that I know for years and years has talked about starting a daycare center. Well, You see, when the time is right, everything you need, everything, listen to me, when the time is right, everything will fall into place. When some people wonder sometimes, you know, and some people say, well, when should I move? When should I do this? Are things falling into place? And now sometimes there will be resistance, but that's because it's time to grow. There's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to grow. There's a time to die. There's a time to fight. There's a time for peace. There's a time for, you know, there's a time for everything. And when things are, when it's time, everything will fall into place. So that's what's happening for her, her business. Things are falling into place. Now she has training. She has training to start her daycare center. So that's Miss Shakita Morgan. You can find her on Facebook, but she offers those classes. And remember, for those of you who have been wanting to become a coach and you didn't have the $3,000 or $4,000 to get the training so you can get the certification to become a coach, a lot of times people will ask you, are you certified? And so you can go through the training school that I've created and built and developed. You can go through that school under my organization, my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and you can absolutely have that credential to say, yes, I'm a certified coach. When they ask you, well, what school did you go to? You will tell them that you went to the school through Performance Strategies Unlimited, and you will have the credentials that you need. So those of you who are interested in that, and we're thankful that we have many people interested. I have three new people who are interested in that program. Now, some people would think that, well, they're not signed up yet. Okay, that's all right. They have an interest. See, before people, here's a lesson for entrepreneurs, all right? Before people are going to actually make that purchase or sign on with your program, they need to be interested, right? So that's another step. A lot of people go into business and they think that is magic, and they're just going to run out and talk to a bunch of people and they're going to sign up with them right away. It doesn't work like that. I went through a real estate training class, and I didn't go to get my license yet. Yet, you notice I said yet. But I believe I will do it because it's something that I've always wanted to do. And it's not so much that I want to sell a house, but I really do want to take the real estate class. I'm a student. I'm a lifelong learner. And so I like going to class for some reason. And I don't know, you know, dropping out of high school probably was the enemy's way of saying I will destroy the greatest gift or ability God gave you. But it didn't work, because the enemy's plans will never work against God's plans. So yes, I did drop out and not care about education, but it wasn't my destiny to stay there. And your destiny is something else as well. So I want to take real estate, not so much that I want to go out and sell a house, which I would love to sell a house, but I absolutely would just want the training. I really do want the training, but I was going through a, like, pre-training. There's one particular real estate office here in New Jersey, and I'm sure other offices do the same. So before you sit for the classes, or in addition to that, the real estate owner or real estate mogul, whatever they call themselves, he does this training. And in the training, he was teaching us about how to sell a house, because the real estate school teaches you all the details, but they don't teach you how to sell a house, right? So you need to, you can go get the training, but you still may not know how to sell the house. And that's like with coaching. You can go to some schools and get the certification. They'll teach you everything you need to know, but are they going to teach you how to actually go out there and get the clients? So that's like, I feel like that's what he was teaching us, how to go sell the house. And one of the things he said is that you have to show that house. You may have to deal with that person before they buy the house. You may have to deal with them for a long time. You may have to work with them for months before they purchase. I mean, hey, you may have to work with them a day. It just depends. But certainly, I'm sure more times than not, you're going to have to work with that person more than once. Because first you have to see that they're interested. You have to know they're interested in the house or interested in buying a house. Because I know a lot, I've met a lot of frustrated house salespeople because they thought the person was going to buy and the person did not buy. So I would think it would be important to know that the person is at least interested in buying a house, okay? Therefore, they're going to be more motivated to do what it takes to get the house. Likewise, with the coaching, if you have someone who is interested in being a coach, they're probably going to do what it takes to become a coach. So that's just one, I just thought I'd throw that out there for somebody. But yes, so I know that you did not call into this show because we don't have any special guests. Well, we do have special guests because you're our special guest today. But we don't have a specific guest. So our guests today are random, and you will be the guest when you call in. You can have a, if you want to call in, the number is 347-945-7991. And this is the Friday before the next Friday. So this Friday, and then next Friday will be another Friday. And on the next Friday, the absolute next Friday, you will absolutely hear my big, gigantic announcement. So I won't tell it before next Friday. So that means you gotta tune in. Not you can tune in this Friday, and I'm glad you're here. But next Friday is my big, giant announcement. Now I know some of you are saying, "Well, I already know what it is," because that's right. Just a few people, very, very few people absolutely know what it is, but most people don't know. And actually, nobody knows what this announcement is, so you got to tune in next Friday for my huge announcement. And don't forget, and some people may already know, and some there's other things, but there's one thing that you don't yet know, some exciting things that we're going to be doing right here on Blog Talk Radio that we've never done in the history of this show. But you will only be able to take part in it if you tune in next Friday. So mark your calendars. You will have to be on the line. You will only be able to take advantage of my great, big, gigantic announcement on next Friday. If you're one of the callers, you have to be on the line, and I will record everyone's number to make sure the people, you have to be a live caller. That means you will have to dial in at 347-945-7991 next Friday, and we have a huge, huge announcement for all the people who are on the line on that day. So, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting when you have something exciting to offer people. So I want to see who's going to be the first, second, third, fourth, because, you know, I can see in a ranking order who is on the line. I can see who dialed in first, second, third, fourth. So don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You can hashtag us on mycsn.org. You can follow us there as well. And for those of you who have been on here, you've listened to Mr. David Knight. You've heard his powerful story. He was in the military. He has a background in computer information systems. And he took his knowledge, his years of experience, his passion, and he turned it into his business, the Christian Social Network. And that's what you can do. Take your knowledge and or experience and or passion and create your own company. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job, okay? And so some people will say, well, why do you call that job versus company? Well, because you don't own that. Your job is one job among many jobs within a company. And within a company, you do your job, somebody else does their job, and someone else does their job. And all of those jobs together make up the organization that is the company, and someone owns that company. But you work there, if you work in a company, a person works in the company, so therefore they do not own the company, all right? And if they left, the company would not shut down. The company would not shut down. The company would not close. And the company probably wouldn't even lose a whole lot of business. They will bring in someone on a contract basis or temporary basis, or they would do the job themselves. Whereas when you own a company, if you leave, the company will probably shut down, close, or suffer greatly. Unless you got a really, really powerful staff of people that you have put into place, and those all those people then have a job. So that's why we call one a job, and the other one we call it a company, or we say you're an entrepreneur, right? Because of those characteristics. So a job is when you're not the owner, and you have that one job amongst many jobs, whether it's 10 other employees or 10,000 other employees or 100,000 other employees. You have that one job, everyone working together or should be working together to move the whole company forward. Whereas on the other hand, the entrepreneur, you're the person who is in charge of making sure that everyone is coordinated, collaborating, and working together to move the organization forward. So a lot of leadership. In the second scenario, the entrepreneurship, a lot of leadership coming from the top. And on the other hand, you're a team member. Yes, you may lead your individual area. So you see how you can do both. That's why it's easy to be both an employee somewhere and have a job, but yet still be an entrepreneur over here. And today, because of the economy being so bad over the past, since 2008, the economy started really going down. Prior to 2008, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty decent. And in 2008 is when it took us downturn. Right as President Obama was getting elected, that's when our economy started really suffering, and our GDP started going down, right? And it kept going down and kept going down, right? And it was very hard for them to stabilize the economy. So because the economy was so bad, though, right, because, you know, sometimes bad things still bring about good things for others. So the economy was going down, but that made it better for entrepreneurs who wanted to still have a job because companies became more understanding that you have to do something else to make ends meet. So that's a good thing because prior to that, companies were still frowning on people doing their outside interest, okay, because they didn't want it to interfere with what you're to do on that job. But now it's more acceptable that people do have other things going on. So it's a great time to be that entrepreneur and get it done. All right. Good morning. Are you out there? I'm wanting to know. I'm waiting for someone to raise their hand. We can definitely talk about some interest in the news that's going on right now. There's a lot of exciting things happening in your life, and we want to hear about them. That's right. You can call in 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. Well, I'm going to play this commercial. No one has any comments.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
All right, now you want to get with Project Create Your Success. They are doing big things. You want to write your book. You want to tell your story. You want to get out of poverty. That is the young lady to connect with, Serena Washington. She can write a book quicker than anybody I know and get it published. She will help you. She help your family members write books. And, you know, it's a daunting task to write a book and put it all together and to try to come up with funding. So definitely you want to work with her. You want to contact her. And you can also find her right there on Facebook. She's a powerful young lady. I got the pleasure of meeting this awesome, dynamic woman. You know, we had her on here as a guest on the show. She also has several radio shows. And many, many other services. She has security services. She has many other programs, and she is definitely an entrepreneur extraordinaire. She is also a life coach. She can also coach you. She's going through our coach training program. And as a matter of fact, we would love for her to actually call in and tell us about the coaching program that she's going through. She's actually one of my students who's going through the program. And so if she would just call in and get her number one key, we'll let her tell you herself what she thinks about the program and what she's getting out of it. Nothing like having those live testimonies, right? Oh, well, Serena, if you're out there and you're listening, we'd like for you to dial in 347-945-7991. Yes. Oh, I tell you, this is a great, great, great weekend. I'm going to a First Ladies. Yeah, this will be my first time going to a First Ladies event tonight at Clearview Baptist Church. The First Lady there, she's celebrating, and she's doing some kind of a praise and worship. If you would love to attend with me, please contact me on Facebook or meet me there at 7 p.m. Just let them know you're there with LaLisa Williams or Coach LaLisa. They know me by both. They'll let you in. Clearview Baptist Church is in Newark, New Jersey. I believe that's still Newark. On Chancellor Avenue, and right on the corner of Chancellor and I think Hobson, but don't quote me on the cross street. But you can look them up, Clearview Baptist Church. That's got to be Newark or Irvington. It's Newark or Irvington. It's Newark and Irvington are so close right there. But yeah, but you can inbox me for the information if you'd like to attend there tonight. They're having a dynamic service. For women, I think they said men are also going to be there, but if you want a nice worship experience, there's going to be some powerhouses there. She gave me a list of some of the first ladies and ministers and elders that are going to be there, and it's a powerful list of group of people. So I will be there tonight. If you'd like to join me, be my special guest, you are more than welcome. All right. Ms. Serena, you called in. Great. All right, your phone line is open. Serena, yes, tell us about this coaching program you're in.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa, and good morning to your audience. And I want to say that the coaching program that I'm in, Performance Strategy Unlimited, University School, is the most amazing school that I've attended, because I went to a couple of colleges, and I'm so excited because this school actually helps you find your inner self, not just as a coachee, but as a coach when you're going through classes and you're trying to figure out, you know who you are, you know what you've been doing, you've been working doing it for a while, but this class is an amazing class because I found it to be, I want to say, spiritual. In today's world, we need to be walking into our destiny, into our purpose, because that's the only way we're going to make it. And so, Coach Lalisa, I'm excited about to even be working with an amazing, experienced coach like Coach Lalisa.
Awesome. Well, we are excited to have students like you that show up to class, show up ready for class, and so that is exciting. And it's exciting to know that you actually already have clients and you didn't have to go and get the certification, but you wanted the certification so you can better yourself for your own professional development. And that go right ahead.
And one other thing I would like to say is that if you have a busy schedule, like me, I'm working a lot, speaking with a lot of my clients, and the on phone online training. If you don't have a lot of time, but you want a program that's detailed and strategic, this is the program for you. This is the program for you, and I'm inviting all of my friends to this program too.
Awesome. Yes, and we are so thankful that we got a chance to meet you, and like I share with other people, I met you on Facebook. We didn't go to school together. We were never at a conference together. I didn't meet you at some networking event. Well, I guess I did meet you at a networking event, because Facebook is the biggest social network out there. It's still number one. Twitter has not taken that spot. Certainly LinkedIn is no comparison, because LinkedIn has a whole different focus, but it is still number one, and that's where we met, and that's where I met Coach Cassandra. A lot of people that I met them right on Facebook, so that's where I met you. And so we thank you, we appreciate you, we absolutely adore what you're doing. And again, like I said, because Serena, she already had her clients, but she herself wanted that professional development edge, not to compete with anyone, but to better herself so that she could offer her client a certified person. A person, so when her clients say, "Are you certified?" she can say yes. And like we tell her, and I will tell you, it's about the skills. You can say, "Yes, I'm a coach." But do you have the skills? And do you know what the skills are? So if you were to go, let's just say AT&T in her area, or Verizon, or any company where she lives in her state says, well, we want to bring a coach into our organization to coach our employees. And they sat her down and said, tell me about the skills you have. You see, Serena will be able to list them. Well, I have this skill, that skill, that skill, that skill. And she'll be able to explain to that employer why those skills are important to coaching and how without them coaching will not be effective. The results of coaching will not be effective. That's what she's also getting. And I know we haven't talked a lot about that yet, because I do that in some of the later sessions, but I really take the time to show you how to target certain organizations and offer yourself as an expert in certain areas of coaching. So that's coming, Serena. But Serena's very eager, so she'll probably, the next time we get on our call, she'll probably say, Coach Lalisa, tell me, what am I going to do now when I go to what am I going to do when I go to Verizon? And she's going to be ready to go, y'all. Let me tell you, this lady is one go-getter. But absolutely, absolutely. And she should be. And here's the thing. She already has clients. She's going to have even more clients because she has the golden egg of entrepreneurship, right? That's enthusiasm, because enthusiasm is attractive. Enthusiasm is attractive. It attracts people and things to you. So that right there already shows you that you'll have more than enough. So thank you. Thank you, Serena. And I played your commercial earlier about your books and the services that you provide for people. So I don't know if you have to go. I know you're busy in the mornings as well. So I don't know if you had, or you could share for a minute about your books or and how you help people with your project create success.
Oh, yes, I can. And first of all, I want to say that all glory and honor goes to our Father in heaven, God in heaven. Second of all, I want to say that it was only made possible by our Father, and that was through writing my testimony. I wrote my testimony from Victim to Victorious, which actually birthed my company, Second Covenant Mobile, which is built on the blood covenant through our brother, our Father, only begotten Son, and that's Yahshua Christ. And I want to say that this program, and the reason why it's so cheap, is because God wants us to be able to develop our inner character, and developing our inner character actually means digging deep. So in order to dig deep, we must retrack our steps. So from being young all the way going up to being an adult, or wherever we're at in the stage, and whatever you was battling from young, you need to know that that's what you are called to do. And so once you start to write your book, we call it Supernatural Coaching, and that's because, you know, I stand in agreement with you. With whatever the Father says is yours, we stand in agreement while you develop it and become who you want to become. That's why the coaching strategy is this coaching program is so amazing, because it's all based around God. And so you become a walking testimony with a product, with your book, which is a reoccurring income, a solid foundation for you and your family from our Father, which is only $300. And it comes with a website and a radio interview from my company. And second is the family program. The family program is $500. And that's for, it don't matter how many family members are in the house, to help you find your inner self. And we want to make sure that we plant the seeds of the word in the children young. So we want to help them find their inner self by developing their characteristics early, and also being creative, just creating a character that they want to talk about, and make it come to life in a book. And also, it don't matter whether it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because we actually help them pick pictures and break the word down on a page, so they actually can become authors by just having their own book with a picture and the word, learning how to read. And we want all families to support them with funding, so they already have the income that they need coming up, helping bring an income to the family. And that's what our company is about. And we're actually focusing on the children now, because we're doing a backpack giveaway with 3-in-1, which is the biggest backpack giveaway in the U.S. So we have all states signing up, churches, organizations, small businesses coming together, not just to talk about helping the community, but actually doing it and making sure that they balance to be able to learn.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is great. That's a great, such a great work that you're doing down there, Serena, and around the country, you know, helping people, because I know you also meet people all over the Internet. And so that is great. That is wonderful. Wow. That's awesome. I mean, you know, it's so easy to do what you love to do once you find your purpose. Once you know you have a purpose and you begin to, just knowing you, sometimes all you got to do is know you have a purpose. Once you know that, you're going to be attracted to it. And then once you find it, you just operate in it. And wow, what a great story. And, you know, your book, From Victim to Victorious. Awesome, Serena. That is so awesome. And they can go to your website and you can, they can find you on Facebook. They can find you on the internet. And I know you tune into this show on a regular basis. And we thank you and we appreciate you for that. You know, is there anything else you wanted to share with
us? Yes, one more thing. I want to say thank you to Ms. Trinity Reese, which is 3-1. And her, the most amazing thing, the most amazing image and vision that I want to put in all your listeners here today is nothing is impossible when you're dealing with God. Because when she first started this program, we all think that, you know, our program not going to spread and not going to reach who we need to reach. But she actually had to close her program down because it took off so fast, and she reopened it this year.
Wow. Yes, that is so true. Nothing is impossible with God. That's a good word right there. Just put it in God's hands and trust God. Nothing. I totally agree with you on that one. Nothing. You know, capital N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. And, you know, Coach Cassandra, that's her message. That's her theme. I am possible. That's her. That's Coach Cassandra's company, and her. She has a web presence on Facebook with that. I am possible. She's the I am possible strategist, and so she fully believes that's how we came together, and came up with the power up your possibilities, because you have possibilities. It is possible that you have unlimited possibilities. So, what a great way to, you know, kind of wind down this show with today, is to bring it right back to a full circle, almost right back to the possibilities. You said that nothing is impossible for those who trust God for what they're doing. So whatever business you have, whatever business you're in, whatever job you have, whatever job or business you want to have, is don't limit yourself, because to limit yourself is basically you're limiting God. You're saying God can't do it. And I know how easy it is to do that. I did it too. And I still do from time to time. We all do. We're human. We have that little nagging thought in the back of our head somewhere that says, you can't do it. That's foolish. Don't do it. That's stupid. Nobody's going to read your book. Nobody's going to buy your whatever product or service you're selling. But you have to push past that little voice and do it anyway. If you know in your gut, that's why, Serena, we talk in class about that intuition. It's important. You call it intuition. Some people call it, in our coaching class, we call it intuition, but God calls it the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's that little tiny still voice that speaks in a very small, tiny voice, like a whisper. And that's like, you know, telling you what to do, right? You got to trust that little, still, small voice. You got to learn to tap into it. You got to learn to listen to it. And you got to learn to move forward when it tells you to. And then you'll be making the right steps. So nothing is impossible. So when that voice that's loud that tells you, usually the voice that tells you you can't do it, that's usually the loud voice. But his still small voice will be there to encourage you. And even when you feel you can't do it, you got to tell that voice, it's possible for me. So thank you, Serena, for reminding us of that. Yes, Coach Serena, she is going through her training. She's doing a great job, and we're so glad that you could tune in and share with others and let others know that it's possible to get trained, and yes, you can do it for a lot less than those bigger schools. Like some people would say, well, why do those places charge you the $4,000 and the $5,000 and all of that, right? And Louisa, why is your service, you know, just a little over $1,000? Now, right now we're offering a special at 50% off. But they would say, why? Why? Well, those places that charge you that $4,000 and $5,000, well, you go to their websites or you go to their stuff and you'll see. There's just big stuff, right? Well, that stuff costs. And who do you think's going to pay for all that? You. That's right. So a lot of times when you see these, because a lot of people think that when they see these big dollar amounts, they think, well, I'm going to go over there because I'm going to get more value. That's what they're thinking. But not everybody understands what value is, and you don't need value. Value doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Value just has to be worth whatever you're paying. It's like McDonald's back in the 1990s, the early 90s, right, somewhere around 1990, they came out with the dollar meal, right, the value meal. You go to, I don't know which one did it, one of them did it, Wendy's or McDonald's, right, and you go to their store to purchase something, you'll see they have the value menu, and the prices are low, like $1 for a hamburger or $1 for french fries. And they wanted you to know that just because the price was low, the value was still there. Still a good burger, it was still a good french fry, it was still a good soda, whatever else they sell. Again, I'm not sure which one it is. What is one of them, Wendy's or McDonald's? And they really made big on that, the value meal. So value doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You're welcome to go pay all the money you want. But if you understand real value, then you'll know why. You'll know what you're getting when you put your money out there. You'll know what to look for. And so Serena has mentioned some of the values in our coaching program. First of all, working with someone that's been doing it for a while, and you know, the strategic way, you know, things are set up and things like that. So there's other values that you can get. But, you know, so I just thought I'd throw that in because some people, they ask me that all the time. They say, well, so-and-so's program is, you know, $4,000. You know, you're only charging, you know, $1,325. What's the difference? Okay, so I just like to let people know what the difference is for your $1,325. You're still getting value, you're still getting quality, but at the same time, we don't have to charge you that kind of fee to offer you value and quality, all right? So you still get high value, high quality, and you get to pay less, so that's even more value. You get even more value because you're paying less. So we know we'll have our school, we'll probably train about 20 clients this year, about 20 to 25, because it is just myself right now doing the training. We're looking to bring on two other coaches. One coach is actually going through the training now. She's been a coach for several years, and she's very good. She's going through the training so she can be one of my trainers. So I'm working with her. And then I think we're going to be working with one other coach. So, then we can bring on more people. So it's exciting. I'm sharing this with all of you so that you can understand that, you know, where we started from. So when you see us on television with the fancy commercials, or when you see us in the, you know, taking pictures outside of our beautiful coach training center, and you'll know where we started from. Because a lot of times people see that and they don't know where you came from, and they think, and these things are magic. No, they're not magic. And you have to get there with the one client, with the one situation, with the one pamphlet. That's how you get there. But you don't get there by not starting at all. You don't get there by waiting till you have the big building, the big TV show, the big commercial. That's not how you get there. So nobody gets there like that unless you're Donald Trump's daughter. And he gives, you know, he can set you up like that, or you're Oprah Winfrey's, you know, niece or nephew, and she's willing to do that. That's how you, it's the only way you can get like that overnight, you know. Or you know, Bruce Willis is your father, or what's the other guy? Martin Lawrence, you know, these kind of people. Yeah, that's different. But the other, everybody else, they pretty much start at the bottom, and they work their way up to all that. So we want to share that with you. Again, so thank you, Serena, for calling in. Anyone else have a comment or a question? We have a few minutes left. You have a question about setting up your business, your practice, or if you have a question about coaching. I love coaching. I absolutely love it. It's you know what? I have a couple of reasons why I absolutely love it. But one of the reasons why I love it is because it's really fun, and it's not that hard because the client does everything, basically. So you basically have to manage yourself, right? That's the biggest piece right there. You're not managing the client. That's not your job. But you have to manage yourself because you have to make sure you're not telling people what to do, because it's not about you. It's about the client. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool to coach. I love it. I love it. And I'm excited. Well, I think we are down. If no one has a comment or a question, you can raise your hand. Oh, in order to talk to us, I'm sorry, you need to hit your number one key. Maybe you were online and you were waiting to say something and you didn't know what to do. Yes, you push your number one key. If you're on your smartphone or your cell phone, you have to bring your phone pad, your number pad back up, and then hit your number one key. And then I will open up your phone line. We have a few more minutes to the show. Don't forget Tuesday coming next week, Tuesday night at 9 p.m., the Power Up Teleshow coming to you live with four powerful, powerful speakers, plus the host for that will be myself and Coach Cassandra. We will also be on the line. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You can go look those people up to learn more about them, see, and maybe, you know, help to convince you of why you need to tune in. Don't forget, invite some friends, invite your coworkers, invite your staff, invite your family members. Come on, y'all, let's power up the nation. Let's get the nation powered up. Let's get them empowered. People need to be empowered. You know, after Tuesday's news, after walking into my classroom and learning that one of my students had committed suicide, that's the first time that's ever happened to me in my 15, 20 years of teaching. It's never happened ever. It was a shock to my system, for real, for real. So I'm like this, you know what? No holds are barred now, because I want everyone to make sure, we got to make sure we're empowering everybody every day and asking people, are they okay? The same way my friend does with her domestic violence. She asks a woman or a man, whoever she's, are you okay? And that's what I want to ask everyone in that. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because I don't take anybody for granted. Not that I was really doing that before, but somehow this young man just kind of slipped through my fingers. And I want to make sure now that I really talk to people and ask them, are you okay? Are you okay? So ask everyone. You know, I know it sounds like a CPR term, right? When you're learning CPR and the person is down, you say to them, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, that's what we learn in CPR. But I want to ask everybody I meet, are you okay? Because you never know when someone is not okay, and you might be able to do something to help them. And unfortunately, it took a tragedy like that. But for me to really see that, you know, there's not one single person that we can walk by that we're not asking them, are they okay? Because this person looked fine. He looked happy. He looked happy. He was jovial. He didn't seem angry or in a negative mood. So I'm, you know, I'm like, what else? That's where I think, you know, having that greater level of intuition, being able to read between the lines on people, read between what they're saying, you know. And he's in a class of about 20 students, and it's a very short class. You don't really get adequate enough time to really, you know, talk to all the students. But, yeah, wow. Not that you can ever know when somebody's going to do something like that. Sometimes people let you know, sometimes they don't. But I can guarantee you it's a shock to the system. I can guarantee you. And I had a student shot once on his way home from school, shot down in the back, not murdered, but paralyzed. I've experienced that. I've experienced a lot of things as a professor, but this was the first. So let me tell you, it's worth it to ask people. Ask your children. When they come home, ask your spouse, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, are you okay? Are you okay? And then listen for the answers. Listen for the answers and try to read between the lines if you can. Make sure everyone's okay. So, I don't want to end on a somber note, so let me bring you back up. So don't forget, we're going to be powering up on Tuesday night with some powerhouses. Monday, we got a powerful guest for you. And if Coach Cassandra was here, before we get off the air, she would absolutely tell you to make sure that today and Saturday and Sunday, since we won't talk to you, you have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. Now, if we were in a live audience, I would make everybody say that together. So maybe we'll try something like that at some point in time over the phone. We'll open up everyone's phone line, and I'll say, hit it. And everybody, as a matter of fact, I think we still have one person on. Why don't we just test it out right now? Serena, do you think you can say that? Yeah, it goes like this. Have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. So,
have a super latic. Fred, day, baby.
You go, girl. So you'll go down in history as our first guest to our first audience member to ever say that. So nobody will ever take your spot, Serena. You will be the first to ever audience participation on that. So congratulations. And I can't wait to tell Coach Cassandra. So everyone, go have a great day. Don't forget the hashtag AAE Show on Facebook and Power Up Your Possibilities. Tell us something you got from the show today, something you learned from the show today, something you heard on the show today that made you go, aha, didn't look at it like that. And we'll see you back on Monday. Have a great, powerful weekend. Be safe. Be okay. Be okay. If you have an issue, concern, problem, reach out to someone. Please, we beg you. If you can't find anybody to reach out, call me. Contact me on Facebook. I'll call you back. Be blessed. Be amazing. Be awesome. You.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Yeah.